With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Montana is facing a state budget crisis. The state is projected to have about $200 million less than it needs to fund everything in the budget that lawmakers and the governor agreed to this year. That much is clear, but there's a lot of disagreement about why the $200 million hole is there and what to do about it. Today and tomorrow, we're going to look at why the state budget is so far out of whack.
With that, I open the hearing on House Joint Resolution Number 2.
Every legislative session, lawmakers try to figure out how much money the state will have to spend based on two forecasts, one from the executive branch and one from the legislative branch. Kelly Flynn is a Republican representative from Townsend. He sat on the House committee that approved the legislative one. He says lawmakers used the best information they had to lay the foundation of the state budget.
You have an independent body, and I stress that. The legislative fiscal division, their job, whether it's Democrats in charge or Republicans in charge, they're supposed to make the best possible estimate on the revenues that we would have so that we can budget.
It seems straightforward. Once the estimates on how much money the government will have available are in, lawmakers decide how to divvy it up to meet the state's needs. But it's not that simple.
It is a politically charged debate, and it's gamed by both sides.
Flynn says politics can seep into the forecasting process, even before debate begins on how to spend government money. In this year's legislative session, Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, accused Republican lawmakers of putting too much stock in the optimistic forecast. Bullock countered that lawmakers actually needed to pass some tax increases to be able to pay all the state's bills. Republicans who get elected on the philosophy of keeping taxes low and government small fired back. They passed a budget based on the independent forecast that most lawmakers believe reflected realistic expectations for state economic growth and incoming revenue. That forecast, they said, projected that there would be enough money coming into the state without raising taxes. But then in June, it became clear that the actual amount of money coming into the government was well below what the forecast predicted. Now, updated forecasts project a shortfall of more than $200 million, blowing past additional safeguards passed this year to protect against holes in the state budget. Republican Representative Kelly Flynn.
To look at it in hindsight, even though the revenues are growing, they are not growing to the point where we thought they would be back in February and March when we were looking at those estimates.
Montana is not alone in writing budgets that don't work because of errors in revenue forecasting.
In defense of revenue forecasters, there's really a lot of art, not just science, to it.
Barb Roshevitz is the research director for the Pew Charitable Trust State Fiscal Health Project. In 2011, Pew partnered with the Rockefeller Institute of Government to study state revenue estimates. They concluded that across the country, actual state revenues are recently tending to fall below the forecasts elected officials use to write state budgets. Researchers said that happens more often during and after recessions, and that state revenues are increasingly difficult to forecast as parts of the national and state economies grow more difficult to predict.
There's no database that's going to give us an answer of what's going to happen until it actually happens.
This means that as Montana's elected leaders fight over the spending within the state budget, the foundation on which the budget is built is growing less stable, and this year it toppled. A likely record-setting expensive fire season added an additional push to make the state budget fall off balance. As Montana's lawmakers and governor continue debating a possible special legislative session and the best way to patch the wrecked state budget, even trained forecasters can only give an educated guess about how much money the state will have to spend going forward. Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at what role Montana's economy plays in the state budget shortfall. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.